American taxpayers, making welfare payments. Zelensky faces skepticism from some GOP lawmakers. By Christina Wong on December 21, 2022. Some Republican lawmakers remain skeptical of supporting the war in Ukraine despite an in-person joint congressional address by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky's trip took place as Congress deliberates an omnibus spending bill that would appropriate $45 billion more for Ukraine assistance, on top of $66 billion appropriated this year. During his address, Zelensky thanked Congress for its continuing support for Ukraine, while members of Congress gave him repeated standing ovations. At the end of his address, Zelensky unveiled the Ukrainian flag signed by Ukrainian troops in Bakhmut, which House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Vice President Kamala Harris held behind Zelensky as he gave his last remarks. However, some Republicans were clearly not moved. Zelensky said during his speech, "Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way." Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, tweeted in response, "It is not charity. Charity would be given freely. The American taxpayers have been conscripted into making welfare payments to this foreign government." Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, said in a statement, "President Zelensky should be commended for putting his country first. But American politicians who indulge his requests are unwilling to do the same for ours. Hemorrhaging billions of taxpayer dollars for Ukraine while our country is in crisis is the definition of America last," he said. He did not change my stance on suspending aid for Ukraine and investigating fraud and transfers already made. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, demanded a full audit of where the previous money sent to Ukraine went. As noted by one Axios reporter, some Republicans did not join in during the repeated standing ovations for Zelensky during his joint address. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.